better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Hey, you fucks. I thought I'd better do one of these while I had a minute. Got a few things going on. Also, I'm not in the league chat. I only found out today. I don't know how long I've been in there for, because I've had a stressful week. I've been running an event, and it's a fight show. People have been pulling out and shit. It's been real fucking gay. But we're on. We're on for Saturday. Alright, so I'm pretty sure I'm like nearly winning the league. Let's actually get in there and have a look-see, shall we? Have a look-see! Alright, who the fuck's doing what here? Oh yeah, I made a trade with Tim, and I think I heavily regret it in hindsight. But that's trading with Tim, you know? Sometimes you regret it, most of the times you regret it. Let's have a look at the ladder. I'm slowly working my way to top dog status, but I don't think I'm top dog just yet. If the fucking ladder would load, that would be helpful. Loading, here we go. So the winners are on 4-1, the top dogs, which are Jake and Doug. I'm 3-1-1, so I have a draw. So I've lost the same amount, but I haven't won the same amount as those two idiots. What else? Let's have a look at the match. Oh, wait, we should probably go through everybody else, not just that's where it gets up to me. 4th is Richard. And then Phil feels like going to be out of the six soon, which is a bit sad for somebody that works in retail and doesn't have anything else going on in their life except for fantasy football. Then Sandro, Mitch, Dwayne, Tim, Steve, Jimmy. Jimmy's still yet to get off the mark. I gave him an absolute hiding last week, 896 to 548. Lucky we're not playing win and against things. So basically the league is starting to get extended from top to bottom. There's a 9-win difference between Jake and Doug and Jimmy, which means just win loss. I guess not really. There's only a 4-win win difference, but if you put losses as -1 and wins as +1, then Jimmy would be behind by 9. Or 8. I think 8. But that's not how things work, so we don't have to worry about that. So let's have a look at the fixtures for the week, eh? You reckon? What do we got? Oh, Doug taking on the brother of his mistress in Sandra. These are bottom-dwelling squads, if ever I've seen them. Holy fuck. Oh, Ruben Garrick dead. That sucks for Sander. Let's have a look at their teams. Let's see the good players that'll make a difference. Oh, I gave Drinky, Hopgood, and Corrisauer better than literally anybody in Doug's team. So I'm going to take Sandro for the win, sending Douglas down the ladder. All right, then we've got Steve versus Jake. Steve bought some good players, I believe. Oh, yeah, so he's got Tommy Turbo, Jerome Hughes. He's got Curran going the front row. And then he's just got a bunch of shit. Okay. Jake's probably going to win this easy. He's got Little Pappy, Gagai, Olakuwatu, Sean Johnson, Murray, McInnes. Yeah. It's going to be a bloody bloodbath. Although I think Get Fucked Steve got like 900 points last week nearly. So maybe you just can't Just can't write him off just yet, even if he did drop Nakora into the bin. Then we got Jimmy taking on other Steve, Rooting Steve. Let's have a look at the teams and the major players that I think will make a difference here. Fuck, he's still got Mazu. That sucks so much. Oof. Fucking hell. Rooting Steve on the pine has Damian Cook, Latrell Mitchell, Mitchell Moses, and Taylan May. Oh. That's a lot to take on board. I actually... Jimmy's team doesn't look that bad. It's rough that he's missing A-Ray, Dom Young, Marzu, and Horsburgh. Fuck, both of these teams. How are you cunts all having so many injured players? I just ruined my own team. I'm going to go, by the look of it, I think Jimmy's got a bit better depth. But Steve could... He could have some players that go big that you don't expect, like Munster and Cartwright. Even Will Kennedy might have his first good game of the year. So it might be even, but I'm going to say I think Jimmy gets off the mark this weekend. I'm against Declan. Did I miss one? Oh, no. Yeah, I missed one. Sorry. Durs takes on Phil. Let's have a look. Okay. Okay. What happened to bloody Durs' good players? Oh, they're all out. So Durs is out this week. Dylan Edwards, To'o, Herbie Farnworth, and Payne Haas. But, Jesus Christ. How many... am I the only one that can field a full team this week? So Phil has Teddy, what's his name? Sam Walker, Bradman Best, and Alex Johnston out this week. So it's a bloody battle of the reserve graders in this thing. Oh, somehow Phil's ended up with Ezra Mann. He's shithouse. Looking at the squads. AFB's good. Jaden Campbell will score you 40. I think I like Durs' CTWs better, and I think that's where he wins it. I should keep it recorded to figure out if I actually pick the right winner or not, but that sounds like effort I'm not going to put in, doesn't it? All right, last match. No, sorry. That's me and, what's his head? Declan. Vietnamese prostitute Declan. Let's see who he's got out this week. He's got Cleary out. That's good for me. And Frizzle and Taff. But he does have an okay team. So he's got... I'm just going to mention the players I think might score well. Like, potential over 67, let's say. So he's got Asako. I think Jackson Ford's actually been quite good. Mitch Barnett isn't in that range, but as a prop, he's a good. Holmes is probably the best CTW this year, so that's good. And Ethan Strange, whilst not the best Supercoach player, I really like him. Durs thinks he's useless and can't tackle, but I actually think he's quite good. And then if you look at my team, let's see the issues that Richard's going to face. Pong is probably going to score 179. Terrell May will probably score 70. Karaz, because the Sharks are going to get smoked, will probably score 81 with 14 offloads. Connor Tracy's probably going to score 6. DCE will back it up with a 50 to 70 point score. Colin Matangi will score 60-odd. Wilton will score 69. Jai Gray. How I got him off the waiver wire was ludicrous. No one actually understands. This guy and Iro are like the guys in this generation of juniors. There's three of them. There's Galvin, Gray, and Iro. And now I have all of them, and I'm pretty stoked about that. Otakamano will score 60. I reckon Little will score 41. Tomoko will score his usual 60 thereabouts. And I think I might play... I don't know who to play out of Maddo or Firm, but I'm also going to play Iro instead of Tracy. So no weaknesses. Little's probably my biggest weakness, but he'll still score 50-odd. And I think I probably beat Richard by 131. All right, so that is the matchups for this week. I think I brought it up at the start, but I've had a very stressful work week because organizing fight shows is a stressful endeavor. The show itself is actually fine. I've kind of got that systemized, but what you can't systemize is people and their shitty attitudes and their cowardly spirits. So when fighters pull out last minute, you've got to try and replace them, right? And when you try to replace them, you've got to replace them with someone that's a tough dog that's willing to fight on fucking 2 days' notice. And I do that. And I managed to figure out how to do that because I'm a fucking weapon. But I've been out of the chat for I don't know how many days. I threw a pretend tantrum, I think. It was probably 4 or 5 days ago now. But because I've been so busy, I haven't even I didn't realize I wasn't in the chat until I was messaging Tim today, just about fight show related bullshit. And I was like, oh yeah, am I in the chat? And then we're like, nah. And he asked me if I wanted to be out back. And I was like, nah, no thanks. That place is not what I need in my life this week because it's a cesspit of despair and destruction of your own life. But what I've come to realize is whilst my life is busy and I can't focus on how much of a loser I am myself, it is fine to be out of the league. But what I like the league for is to have 10 objective losers and Jimmy. That I can be like, my life's not actually that bad. It's like, I have a house, I have some kids, I have a couple of businesses. Everything's all right. But when I'm not distracted by the chat, I start realizing the existential dread that I feel in my own life. Because I'm not good enough compared to what I think I need to be. I'm not rich enough. I'm not... whatever, you know, all those insecure, not even insecurities, those realities that you know about yourself that dig deep into your soul. You know what it is? It's like those shower conversations where you're thinking about something, you think about something in your life that you're so embarrassed by or so ashamed of that like you have to scream to get it out of, to get it out of your system. You have to be like, it's like, shh, shh, the shower's going, you think, and then you just like have to shake your head and be like, ah! And then you have to get it out. I don't know if that's just me being mental or not. But yeah, that's how I feel about being in the group chat. I'm just sipping a bit of water. Make sure you stay hydrated. So I just want to spend the next few minutes trying to give a compliment to everybody in the league. Genuinely, not like in a... Richard's rapist father apology kind of way, but in like a genuine what are some admirable qualities of the people in the league type way, you know? Because I feel like there's a lot of roasting. Not like spit roasting, because that's gross. but like trying to tear each other down. Like the most insecure of us kind of go the hardest. So that's why Mitch is always on the attack, because he knows if we find out the truth of his self-worth that he'll be either on the prowl to get a substance to get him back above zero, or he'll be on the he'll be in the fetal position in the corner of his house, just hoping that someone gives him a compliment. So let's start from the bottom. Jimmy is just a good guy. He might care too much about his little gay dog and not be able to commentate, but he's pretty entertaining and I like him. That's probably the last person I'm going to like in here. Rooter Steve causes very few issues. That's what I like about Rooter Steve. He doesn't really cause anything positive, to be fair, because no one knows where the fuck he is half the time. I don't think he's commented or messaged once the group chat since the season started. But yeah, no issues with Rooter Steve. Warwick Steve. Warwick Steve's a good fella. he's good at welding and other things. Where are we? Who's also coming really low on the ladder? Oh, Tim. Ah, Tim. What I like about Tim is the same sort of thing that I like about Mitch. He's so deep-seated with insecurity that it makes him, when he lashes out and attacks everybody, to be of a very high comical standard. And a thing I like about Tim is his potential to be very funny. Durs, I like his level of honesty and comfort around the kind of person he is in Asia. He, no doubt he knows people would judge him for his antics or whatever, but he's just a genuine degenerate, and I love the honesty from Durs. I fear, is calling someone big fella, is that like a derogatory term? Is it like champ? If you go, oh, big fella, how you doing? Yeah, I think it might be. Because I wanted to call him big fella, but Durs deserves better than that because he's an honest man, I think. I don't really know that much. We don't really have any, like, paired... Like, if we're in a sitcom, Durs and I have very few paired storylines. But when we do, it's usually an argument and it's hilarious, so that's pretty fun. Mitchell's the funniest in the group. He's got, like, a clear underlying mental health issue, like nearly all of us do. But he manages to levitate in the area that is the funniest and harshest of the group, and that's what I like about Mitch. Sandril, I like that for no reason at all, he lives a life of somewhat tragedy. But then his willingness to fake the most positive outlook in human history about the shitter situations is actually tremendous. Trying not to make your problem other people's problem. I like that. Phil. I like that Phil has a nice garden shed. And apparently he pays people well who do his yard. And I think it's important to boost your local small businesses in that way. Richard, I love that he has the level of wit and emotion that I can relate to as far as having the world's biggest tantrums for no real reasons anybody can say. And, sorry, I'm getting distracted. What did I say about Richard? Did I say he was good or did I say, no, I'm doing a good thing. I like that Richard's always been the most fun person to stir up that I've met. And I imagine that, if the roles are reversed, he probably enjoys that on the other end of it as well, because we're both emotionally volatile human beings. I like how Doug brings women into his life to help him get ahead. Don't know what this one's going to do, but I'm really excited. And Jake, he can run, because he's like a small sort of cowardly built man. He can run like a really far way. So he's never going to be in danger for long because he'll be able to outrun whatever danger is approaching. He sort of goes back to that, what's the type of hunting that humans did forever? He'd be a great persistence hunter. Which, if anybody doesn't know, we have like an insane amount of endurance compared to like every other mammal in the world. It's wild. So that is the compliment section. I think I got through everybody. And to be fair, I used to have some hate in my heart for some of the people in here, but at this point, I just don't really give a shit. I just want this fight show to be over. I just want to cry. I just want to nap. I just want to smoke some weed. Yeah. I don't even think I'll be watching the games this weekend, but we'll see how she goes. All right.
I'm kind of retarded.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bum-der!